What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome. I changed what it first says, and it just caught me off guard what it says, and I'm digging it. Man, I changed my music a while ago. Now I'm changing the intro, and I'm digging it. Anyway, I'm digging it because I am Sandy Bird. That is Sandy with those two E's and the bird with the Y. And I am a all-around person. That's exactly what I am. What I am is my newest title has been a nervous system regulator, but I'm also a transformational coach. But what I do is I realize, and here's my magic wand, I realize that you have to have a regulated nervous system if you're going to obtain anything that you want to transform in your life, whether it's getting through the hard stuff of that old trauma, old beliefs, old values that you no longer want to associate with, to finding that joy within yourself. You have to have a regulated nervous system. It's got to be all in connection in order for you to transform. And I'm saying that out of general love and commitment to myself and spending this last year basically doing that, understanding how my nervous system had to be regulated in order for me to continue to grow within myself. And that's why with all the certifications I have, from as deep as hypnosis to as high as laughter yoga and Lego Serious Play, that they all took me from and take people from that deep side all the way up to the high side. Because you've got to learn how to regulate this nervous system if you're going to make any changes within yourself. You can manifest, you can do vision boards, you can do whatever you want, but until you're regulated and can feel it, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm living proof, and there's probably many others out there that can tell you, until you start realizing that all this has to connect and flow, like my flowing, you're going to be able to transform yourself because it's not going to feel genuine. So that's who I am. I'm Sandy Bird. Of course, you can find me on any social media platform at Sandy with those two E's and Bird, B-Y-R-D, or my website, sandybird.com. But tonight is all about the power of vulnerability, embracing imperfections as strengths. That's what this topic is about, and it's a very big topic. What your imperfections were, what if your imperfections were your superpowers in disguise? And what if vulnerability wasn't a weakness, but your greatest strength? See, I'm being very vulnerable because I'm right now stuttering over my words. We live in a world that rewards polished, the perfect, the put together. But underneath the surface, what if we all truly crave is realness? When you let your guard down and own your flaws, you unlock the strength that comes from self-acceptance. Vulnerability allows you to build trust, deepen relationships, and finally breathe in the freedom of being fully you. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, the host, Sandy, we'll explore how embracing your imperfections can transform your life. I'll share stories and tools that flip the script of perfectionism and show up how vulnerability isn't a liability, it's leadership. If you're ready to stop shrinking and start showing up as your whole self, this episode will meet you exactly where you are and help you rise. Vulnerability has been discussed for, a few years now, especially because I'm going to say it, Brené Brown brought it forward in her TED Talk and everything about vulnerable. And what vulnerable is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. But if you look in the dictionary, vulnerable and vulnerability all stems from harm. And that's why we've all believed that vulnerability was a weakness. A lot of us and a lot of my clients were brought up with, don't cry in front of others, don't show your big emotions because they'll all see you as weak. That is so not true. And vulnerable and vulnerability, I think, extends way bigger than that. I don't feel like it's just emotions. It's about stepping into your power. So a definition that I love and kind of took and grouped it at, from my own personal experience, vulnerability is a willingness to show up authentically, openly expressing your thoughts, feelings, and experiences, especially when there's a risk of judgment, rejection, or failure. See, it doesn't just say your feelings or your emotions. It talks about your thoughts and experiences. And why I feel vulnerability needs to stretch bigger than what we think of vulnerability as just being emotions is because, think about it, right now, I'm talking about vulnerability to you, and I'm being vulnerable about it because I'm giving you my own experiences, I'm giving you my clients' experiences, and I'm giving you thoughts and feelings. I'm not just on here being vulnerable and just crying and saying, oh, whatever. I am going into vulnerability as a whole. And being vulnerable, to me, I think of vulnerability as being raw. Raw. Just being that authentic, raw person you are. The person who wants to dance in the middle of a supermarket. The person who doesn't agree with what someone's saying and decides, this is not a conversation for me to have. That's being vulnerable. That's stepping into a superpower. And that's why I feel talking about this, vulnerability is a strength, but we've been conditioned, saying that word very heavy, conditioned to think being vulnerable is a weakness. I do a lot. I used to teach a self-class and I might be bringing it back. So you got to follow me on social media or look at my website, because if I bring it back, one of the leading things I do in this class is step into that vulnerability. And it's not on the emotional side. It's on the side of what can you do to make yourself more open? Because to me, that's what vulnerability is. I didn't realize that I was being authentic until I stepped into this vulnerable side of myself and being who I want to be in the raw. Because I almost thought about coming on here and starting this, maybe my hair up, maybe no lipstick. I really don't wear a lot of makeup, so it would be no lipstick, maybe no eyeliner. And just being raw, because that's who I am authentically. But that really isn't me authentically, because I do put on lipstick throughout the day. I do usually always have my eyeliner on. So that was kind of me being a facade. So what I mean by being vulnerable is being that raw, authentic self, standing up for something maybe you believe in. And when you can tap into the vulnerability side of yourself, you are regulating your nervous system. And when you regulate your nervous system, because I know a lot about that, you tap into a whole lot more out there. Because when you can become vulnerable and see it as a strength, you set healthy boundaries. You do more things that are in alignment with yourself. You stop people pleasing because you're standing up for what you want to do. And that's what vulnerable is all about being. It has nothing, it does have something to do. That's why I shouldn't have said it has nothing. But it is some of that emotions, having those emotions, talking about your emotions. But there's such a bigger side of vulnerability than just emotions. It's about thoughts and feelings and stepping into life. Because one of the challenges I always do, and I do it with every single one of my clients, is we talk about what they feel most vulnerable with. Some of them, when I teach my self-class, I'm going to say teach it, because I'm not done teaching it. I'm always teaching people, is a lot of them have never gone to eat by themselves, have never done something by themselves that they really desire to do because they're afraid of that judgment. They're afraid of what people are going to say, so they won't do it. And that is something I ask my clients to step into, is I can tell you, I've got clients and people who are married, myself included, to somebody or have a partner that doesn't like the same as they do, like sushi. Sushi I love. My husband doesn't like it. So if a new sushi place comes open, I will go take myself to lunch or dinner and enjoy it by myself. Because that's being vulnerable. That's standing in a power. Because this topic is all about standing in your power, seeing vulnerable as a strength and not a weakness. So doing something like that, going out to eat with yourself, that is being vulnerable. Because a lot of us won't do it because we're afraid of that judgment. Oh my gosh, everyone's going to think I'm this widow, or someone's going to think this about me. Who's thinking that? You're thinking that in your subconscious. And by being vulnerable, teaches other people around you that they can do the same things. How many of you have sat in a work meeting and A, you don't agree with what's being said, or you feel like they're blowing a lot of steam, or they're trying to get you to drink the Kool-Aid. I'm trying to use terms in the work industry. And you really want to just get up and walk out, or you want to question, but you're afraid to. When you step into that question, or when you step into maybe defending something that is not being said, that's being vulnerable. You're not having a big emotion. That's feeling or a thought that you're having to come forward and say something. Also, think about that same thing. You're in an hour meeting. Okay, maybe not necessarily at work. So I'm going to go here. For those of you who have been in a church service or in town hall meeting, and all of a sudden they're talking and talking and talking, long-winded, and you really need to go to the restroom. And you're afraid to get up because you're afraid someone's going to say something, or you'll be called out like you're at a comedy show. Getting up and going is a sign of vulnerability, and it's, do you see that as a strength? It's a strength. It's not a weakness. And that's why I always challenge my clients to do something that they're vulnerable. And I teach my clients that that is a strength and not a weakness, what we've been conditioned to believe. So it is almost time for a break, but it's not time for a break yet. So think about this. I want you, when we do go to a break, I want you to think about something you can do that would be vulnerable to you, where you can lift your power, where you can elevate your elevator within yourself. Because that's what this topic is about. Is vulnerability as a strength and not a weakness. And the sooner we can start seeing it as a strength, the more we can change that condition to not be vulnerable. So it is time for our first break. Of course, you're watching or listening to Sandy Byrd. That is Sandy with two E's, B-Y-R-D. You can find me at my website, sandybird.com. You can even email me at sandy@sandybird.com. You can find me on all social media platforms, Sandy with those two E's, Bird with that Y, on all social media platforms. And like I say, if you're enjoying the show, please give me a 5-star on iTunes. Search for Emotional Elevator. And I would be very grateful if you help get the information out. If there's somebody there that you know could benefit from listening to vulnerability as a superpower, have them listen to this. And we are going to go to that first. We're going to go to the only break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I've been talking all about vulnerability and how it is a strength, but we've been conditioned as a weakness. And when we think about vulnerability, we think all about its emotions, but it's not. It's about thoughts and feelings. It's about stepping out and being raw, because vulnerability is about being your authentic self. And what I think about when I think about me being vulnerable, and I work with my clients on, is it's about being your raw, unapologetic self. And one thing that in leadership, because I'm also a corporate wellness facilitator, is, and it's something that I learned being high in leadership, is I always admitted when I made a mistake, and everyone would be like, why do you do that? Like, don't you think that that's like, why would you want to do that? Because I want to admit that I'm not perfect. I want other people to see me as not perfect and willing to be vulnerable to admit when I made mistakes. So that's where vulnerability comes in as a strength, is being able to say, I screwed up and I'm learning from it. That's being vulnerable. But I talked about one of the challenges I do with my clients all the time is I ask them, what would be something that would make you feel vulnerable? And one of the techniques I always tell them is, if going out to eat by yourself or doing something by yourself, going to a concert, going out to eat, going networking, if you're an entrepreneur, a lot of people don't like that networking side because they have to be vulnerable. They have to show up authentically. They have to be raw. And that is one of the things that I have enjoyed this year. And it's also working with clients and telling them, do something you would never do before. Because here's the thing. We always wait for other people to do things, and sometimes we would never do those things, and then we find out we enjoy it because we're afraid of judgment, or we're afraid of what other people might say if we aren't perfect at it or we're not polished. And one of the biggest scenarios in my own life that I can talk about this is Kundalini yoga. And if you don't know what Kundalini yoga is, I ask you to adventure into it, look it up. But I used to volunteer for a local yoga group, and they asked me to volunteer for this class, and I knew nothing about it. And I walked in, and I'm listening to her speak, and I spent about 45 minutes on a mat crying. And guess what? I've been going ever since. I do morning kriyas around it. Why? Because it made me very vulnerable. And I never felt anyone was judging me or nothing. And so I always challenge people that I work with to do something that's vulnerable. If it's being at a family dinner table and they're all talking over you, for you to speak up, that's being vulnerable. And a lot of times we don't speak up because we're afraid of that judgment. We're afraid of what people are going to say. We'll sit in the back row to be seen as being there, but we won't speak up when something is making us feel funny, or it's maybe questioning our thoughts or our beliefs. We won't speak up about it because that's being, what, going against the grain. There we go. There's a good one. Going against the grain. No, what it is it's being vulnerable and it being a strength. Because I see vulnerability as a superpower. That, and I read the definition, vulnerability is a willingness to show up raw. I'm going to say raw because I'm struggling with authenticity. Openly expressing your thoughts, feelings, and experiences, especially when there's a risk of judgment, rejection, or failure. Right now, I could not say authentically. And if I wasn't being raw in that moment, I might have just, oh my gosh, they're going to think so what? Because I'm being raw. I'm being vulnerable. And maybe the universe did that to me so I could show what vulnerable is about. And the one thing to do when you're starting to get those elevated feelings or emotions or thoughts is to breathe through it. And one of the biggest techniques that I work with all my clients on from day one is breathing. And either doing a box breath or a 6-count inhale, holding it for a 4-count and sighing it out. Ah. Doing a 4-count inhale, 6-count hold, 4-count exhale. There's so many different breath works, but it's when you connect to your breath, you can calm your nervous system down so you don't feel those feelings. But like I said, when I start working with clients, I always start with what makes you feel vulnerable and how can you step out of that vulnerability? Because think about if you are, say you love spinach, I'm going to go with spinach, and your kids don't like spinach, your spouse doesn't like spinach, your family doesn't like spinach, your friends don't like spinach, are you going to give up spinach for the rest of your life? Maybe vulnerable is going and eating spinach out one day with yourself, having a spinach salad, buying spinach and just eating spinach, trying to hide spinach in something to see if your family really, that's being very vulnerable. And that's a strength. That is not a weakness. That is a strength. But it's when we conform, which to me is the other side of this, is when we just conform to this is how I should think, this is how I should act, this is who I am. because of things that are false within you. Your false sense of security is not being vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you become secure within yourself, the more vulnerable you can be. Being somewhere and not speaking up and just sitting there and afraid to get up and walk out because someone's saying things that are really pushing every single button in your body, that's being conforming. But if you get up and you walk out, even if you don't say a word, but you walk out, that's being very vulnerable. And that is a strength. That is not a weakness. Speaking up around your family and saying, I don't think, believe the same as you, is being vulnerable as a strength. And it's not being polished. It's not being perfect. But standing up for yourself in moments is not polishing it. It's not being perfect, but it's being authentic. It's being raw. If your favorite song comes on and you are in the middle of, I don't know, a clothing store, do you just sit there? Or would you sing along to it? That's a sign of vulnerability and a strength, because then other people might turn around and go, damn, if she can do it, why can't I? And if ever before you feel like, I can't do this, breathe. Connect with yourself and speak up. But I'm running out of time. Next week's show is all about bounce back bigger. Turning setbacks into setups. That show is going to be incredible. And I know it's a good segue after being vulnerable. And like I always say, if you ever want to reach out to me, I am Sandy Bird. And that's with two E's and a Y in Bird. .com is my website. There is also Sandy Bird on all social media platforms. But I want you to really think about, before my break, I want you to come up with something you can do this week. And reach out to me. Always send me an email. Reach out to me. That would make you see your vulnerability as a superpower. Go out to eat with yourself. Get up and walk out of that meeting because A, you don't agree with it. B, maybe you need to go to the bathroom and you just want to get up and walk out. That's being vulnerable. If you see a friend or family or somebody that kind of challenges your thoughts and feelings, speak up. That's being vulnerable and showing it as a superpower. But my biggest gift to give you is do something that challenges and has you show up as your raw, authentic self. Because like I said, vulnerability is a willingness to show up authentic. I'm stumbling on this one word. I don't understand why. Authentically, openly expressing your thoughts, feelings, and experiences, especially when there's a risk of judgment, rejection, or failure. If you are being raw, there is no failure. It says, especially when there's a risk of, doesn't mean there's going to be. Your vulnerability is your superpower. Step into it, tap into it, believe all that you don't have to believe about yourself. And Brené Brown, uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure is vulnerability. Vulnerability is the courage to be real even when it feels uncomfortable. So thank you for joining me tonight. And like I said, this next week, do something that would make you step into vulnerability as your superpower. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host of Emotional Elevator.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.